Through countless false starts, we have gotten it beaten into us that nature is a certain way, and we have grown to look at that way that nature is as beautiful. I suppose this would be everyone's explanation of why the horse trainer's sense of beauty helps when it does help in judging which horse can win races. The racehorse trainer has been at the track for many years, has experienced many horses winning or losing, and has come to associate, without being able to express it explicitly, certain visual cues with the expectation of a winning horse. One of the things that makes the history of science so endlessly fascinating is to follow the slow education of our species in the sort of beauty to expect in nature. I once went back to the original literature of the 1930s on the earliest internal symmetry principle in nuclear physics, the symmetry that I mentioned earlier between neutrons and protons, to try to find the one research article that first presented this symmetry principle the way it would be presented today, as a fundamental fact about nuclear physics that stands on its own, independent of any detailed theory of nuclear force. I could find no such article. It seems that in the 1930s it was simply not good form to write papers based on symmetry principles. What was good form was to write papers about nuclear forces. If the forces turned out to have a certain symmetry, so much the better, for if you knew the proton-neutron force, you did not have to guess the proton-proton force. But the symmetry principle itself was not regarded, as far as I can tell, as a feature that would legitimize a theory, that would make the theory beautiful. Symmetry principles were regarded as mathematical tricks. The real business of physics was to work out the dynamical details of the forces we observe. We feel differently today. If experimenters were to discover some new particles that formed families of some sort or other like the proton-neutron doublet, then the mail would instantly be filled with hundreds of preprints of theoretical articles speculating about the sort of symmetry that underlies this family structure, and if a new kind of force were discovered, we would all start speculating about the symmetry that dictates the existence of that force. Evidently, we have been changed by the universe acting as a teaching machine and imposing on us a sense of beauty with which our species was not born. Even mathematicians live in the real universe and respond to its lessons. Euclid's geometry was taught to schoolchildren for 2 millennia as a nearly perfect example of abstract deductive reasoning. But we learned in this century from general relativity that Euclidean geometry works as well as it does only because the gravitational field on the surface of the Earth is rather weak, so that the space in which we live has no noticeable curvature,